From letters written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. 41. The responsibility of young believers is very great, as they must not only fit themselves to inherit the work of the older Baha'is and carry on the affairs of the cause in general, but the world which lies ahead of them, as promised by Baha'u'llah, will be a world chastened by its sufferings, ready to listen to his divine message at last. And consequently, a very high character will be expected of the exponents of such a religion. To deepen their knowledge, to perfect themselves in the Baha'i standards of virtue and upright conduct, should be the paramount duty of every young Baha'i. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 6th of June, 1941, to the Baha'i youth of Bombay, India, Dawn of a New Day, page 179. 42. The Guardian was delighted to hear of your youth group. The children who are trained in the world-embracing teachings of Baha'u'llah cannot but grow up to be a truly new race of men. He hopes these young people will prepare themselves for the great task which will face them in the future, that of helping to rebuild the world with the aid and inspiration of the Baha'i teachings. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 25th of December 1941, to the Baha'is of Hobart, Tasmania. 43. If we could perceive the true reality of things, we would see that the greatest of all battles raging in the world today is the spiritual battle. If the believers like yourself, young and eager and full of life, desire to win laurels for true and undying heroism, then let them join in the spiritual battle, whatever their physical occupation may be, which involves the very soul of man. The hardest and the noblest task in the world today is to be a true Baha'i. This requires that we defeat not only the current evils prevailing all over the world, but the weaknesses, attachments to the past, prejudices and selfishnesses that may be inherited and acquired within our own characters, that we give forth a shining and incorruptible example to our fellow men. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 5th of April, 1942, to an individual believer. 44. He hopes that you will develop into Baha'is in character as well as in belief. The whole purpose of Baha'u'llah is that we should become a new kind of people, people who are upright, kind, intelligent, truthful, and honest, and who live according to his great laws laid down for this new epoch in man's development. To call ourselves Baha'is is not enough. Our inmost being must become ennobled and enlightened through living a Baha'i life. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 25th of August 1944, to the youth session, Llewellyn School. 45. Indeed, if the friends could seek and exert themselves to become 100% Baha'is, they would see how greatly their influence over others would be increased, and how rapidly the cause would spread. The world is seeking not a compromise, but the embodiment of a high and shining ideal. The more the friends live up to our teachings in every aspect of their lives, in their homes, in business, in their social relationships, the greater will be the attraction they exercise over the hearts of others. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 23rd of January, 1945, to an individual believer. 46. The believers, as we all know, should endeavour to set such an example in their personal lives and conduct that others will feel impelled to embrace a faith which reforms human character. However, unfortunately, not everyone achieves easily and rapidly the victory over self. What every believer, new or old, should realize is that the cause has the spiritual power to recreate us, if we make the effort to let that power influence us. And the greatest help in this respect is prayer. We must supplicate Baha'u'llah to assist us to overcome the failings in our own characters, and also exert our own willpower in mastering ourselves. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 27th of January 1945, to an individual believer. 47. His constant hope is that the believers will conduct themselves individually and in their Baha'i community life in such a manner as to attract the attention of others to the cause. The world is not only starving for lofty principles and ideals, it is above all starving for a shining example which the Baha'is can and must provide. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 22nd of February 1945, to an individual believer. 48. The young Baha'is in every city should make a point of keeping in touch with local youth activities and clubs, and endeavouring to make their views known to as many young people in as many ways as possible. Above all, they should set a high example to them. Chastity, politeness, friendliness, hospitality, joyous optimism about the ultimate future happiness and well-being of mankind should distinguish them and win over to them the love and admiration of their fellow youth. The thing which is most conspicuously lacking in modern life is a high standard of conduct and good character. The young Baha'is must demonstrate both if they hope to seriously win over to the faith members of their own generation, so sorely disillusioned and so contaminated by the laxity war gives rise to. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 20th of October 1945, to the National Youth Committee of the National Spiritual Assembly of the United States and Canada. 49. We must be patient with each other's shortcomings and always strive to create love and unity among the believers, who, after all, are still immature in many ways and far from perfect. The faith itself is the great thing, and the Baha'is must strive to become ever more perfect instruments for Baha'u'llah to use and to accomplish his purpose through. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 26th of May 1946, to an individual believer. 50. The Guardian has urged over and over again the paramount necessity for Baha'i youth to exemplify the teachings, most particularly the moral aspect of them. If they are not distinguished for their high conduct, they cannot expect other young people to take the cause very seriously. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 6 September 1946, to an individual believer. 51. He feels that the youth in particular must constantly and determinedly strive to exemplify a Baha'i life. In the world around us, we see moral decay, promiscuity, indecency, vulgarity, bad manners. The Baha'i young people must be the opposite of these things, and by their chastity, their uprightness, their decency, their consideration and good manners attract others, old and young, to the faith. The world is tired of words. It wants example, and it is up to the Baha'i youth to furnish it. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 19th of September 1946, to the Greenacre Summer School. 52. The eyes of the people of the world are beginning to be focused on us, and as humanity's plight goes from bad to worse, we will be watched ever more intently by non-Baha'is, to see whether we do uphold our own institutions wholeheartedly, whether we are the people of the new creation or not, whether we live up to our beliefs, principles and laws in deed as well as word. We cannot be too careful. We cannot be too exemplary. On behalf of Shoghi Effendi, 5th of August 1955, Unfolding Destiny, page 350.